Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Before we get to market news, here's what's happening in the US elections. Early exit polls in the extremely close US presidential election appear to give an edge to Republican Donald Trump. Trump won 8 states in the election, while Harris captured 3 states and Washington, D.C., Edison Research has projected. The early results were as anticipated, with the contest expected to come down to 7 swing states. Trump has stretched lead in 99 to 27. He's winner in Missouri, Oklahoma, Florida, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Alabama. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, is leading in Maryland, Vermont, and D.C. Early results from Georgia, which narrowly voted for Democrats 4 years ago, could offer initial insight into how the two candidates are performing. Pennsylvania and parts of Michigan, both crucial battlegrounds, close at 8 p.m. local time. Amid the backdrop of U.S. election vote counting, U.S. stocks extended gains. Treasury sank while the dollar climbed against the Mexican peso and the Japanese yen as early returns bolstered trades that have for months risen with Donald Trump's Election Day prospects. Equities in Japan and Australia climbed. Chinese equities were mixed, with the CSI 300 index of onshore shares edging higher in early trading, while a gut of the nation's Hong Kong-listed stocks down about 1%. With polls closed in about half of the U.S. states, futures on the S&P 500 were up almost half a percentage point. 10-year Treasury yields jumped 7 basis points to 4.3%, and Bitcoin rallied more than 2%, moves that together bore the imprint of trades linked to a Republican victory. While results were still being collected and polls remained open in many key states, the ex-president's odds of election were climbing on betting markets and on national forecasting sites such as Decision Desk HQ. The Mexican peso and the Japanese yen dropped about 1%. To Morgan Stanley's Mike Wilson, the election could serve as a clearing event that kicks off a year-end rush into stocks. JP Morgan Chase says that the setup for equities looks solid through December once the presidential race is called. The brokerage expects confidence to grow and volatility to decrease, leading investors to unwind hedges and refocus on the Fed at a time when the economy and corporate earnings remains resilient, a combination that will further drive gains. Now, back home for a better part of Tuesday's trading session, Monday's lows were in danger of being taken out as the Nifty made a low of 23,842. Then came the rebound. The Nifty Bank was the one that triggered the up move with a sharp recovery from lows. The financial services expiry coupled with oversold setups on the charts led to a major short covering move on the indices. By the end of Tuesday's session, the Nifty was back above 24,200 and the Nifty Bank, after a 1,000-point move, was back above 52,200, having traded briefly below the mark of 51,000 in intraday trading. Well, despite the recovery, the Nifty remains in this range and has to first cross 24,300 to sustain any meaningful upside. All eyes are now on the U.S. elections, where the outcome of the presidential elections, which is among the most closely contested ones in recent times, will be known in just a few hours from now. Polls continue to show both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a neck-to-neck fight. Sometime later, there should be ideally a clearer picture as to who has emerged as the winner to be the next president of the U.S. Wednesday's trading session will not only be the weekly expiry of Nifty Bank that led the reversal during Tuesday's session, it'll also see earning reactions from both Dr. Reddy's and Titan, the two Nifty constituents that reported results after market hours on Tuesday. Earning reactions will also be seen from stocks like GAIL, Oil India, Mankind Pharma, Manappuram Finance, Vari Renewables, JK Tire, Berger Paints, Balmal Lowry, among others. While there are Nifty results like Tata Steel, Power Grid on Wednesday, broader market names like Delta Corp, Endurance Technologies, Power Grid, Rights, Rain Industries, Sonata Software, JSPL, Shipping Corporation, among others, will also report their results. Now, in terms of commodities, oil was steady after a 5-day run of gains as the market monitored a tight U.S. presidential election and Hurricane Rafael menaced production in the Gulf of Mexico. West Texas Intermediate traded nearly $72 a barrel after rising 0.7% on Tuesday, with Brent closing below $76 a barrel. Rafael is threatening about 1.7 million barrels a day of output in the U.S. Gulf, and Chevron Corp has shut down some oil and gas facilities in the area. Gold was also steady as investors monitored a tight U.S. election that could prove massively consequential for financial markets. Bullion was near $2,740 an ounce as the gauge of the dollar rose. Given the closeness of the race between Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, it's possible a final result may not be known for days or even longer, with the uncertainty potentially benefiting the precious metal. As for the Indian market, GIFT Nifty was off highs this morning, trading at a discount of nearly 60 points from Nifty Futures Tuesday close, tracking US polls outcome, indicating a start in the red for the Indian market. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.